Chapter 4 Two Brothers, Two Plans. Benedick was walking out of the hall when he met Don Pedro. The prince asked him where Claudio was.
He's in the hall, sir,
Benedick said coldly.
He's very upset about what's happened. You shouldn't have stolen Hero from him.
Stolen Hero? I haven't stolen Hero from Claudio,
Don Pedro said.
I've just asked Leonardo if Claudio can marry her. By the way, Benedick,
he went on,
Beatrice is angry with you. What's all that about?
It's a silly business, sir,
Benedick said.
That girl is always so rude to me. I can't stand her.
Soon they could hear happy voices and laughter from the hall. Claudio came out holding Hero by the hand. Beatrice and Leonardo were with them.
You see, Benedick?
The prince said happily.
I told you the truth. Leonardo has said that Claudio and Hero can be married. Now do you believe that I'm Claudio's friend?
Yes, I believe you,
replied Benedick.
But please excuse me now. I don't want to talk to Beatrice.
He left the room. The prince turned to Claudio with a big smile.
What do you say, my young friend? I won Hero for you, didn't I?
Claudio blushed.
I'm so happy that I don't know what to say,
he began.
You say something then, Hero,
Beatrice interrupted.
Or better still, just kiss him. Then neither of you has to say anything.
Suddenly, she looked serious.
Everyone is getting married except me,
she said quietly.
I'll find you a husband,
Don Pedro offered. Beatrice laughed.
Thank you, sir, but I'll never marry,
she replied. She turned to Claudio and Hero.
Congratulations to you both,
she said kindly.
I'm happy for you.
Leonardo signalled to Beatrice to leave them. Beatrice bowed to the prince and left. Don Pedro was very pleased with himself. He had promised Claudio that he would win Hero for him, and he had succeeded. Now he began to wonder if he could not find a husband for Beatrice as well.
Well, my friend, you'll be a married man 1 week from now,
he remarked.
It'll be the longest week of my life,
Claudio said.
I wish the wedding were tomorrow.
Suddenly, an idea occurred to Don Pedro.
I know you're impatient to be married,
he said to Claudio and Hero.
But we'll make this week a very pleasant one for you both, I promise. I'm going to arrange another wedding between Beatrice and Benedick.
Everybody laughed. They thought the prince was joking. Don Pedro held up his hand.
No, I'm serious,
he told them all.
I think I can do it, but I shall need your help. What do you say, Leonardo? Will you help me to arrange it?
I'll do everything I can,
Leonardo said.
But I don't see how you'll manage it, sir. Benedick and Beatrice hate each other.
What about you, Claudio? Will you help me?
The prince asked.
Of course I will,
Claudio replied.
And you, Hero, will you help as well?
Don Pedro asked.
I'll do everything I can to get a good husband for Beatrice, Hero told him.
A good husband,
Don Pedro said thoughtfully.
I think Benedick will be a good husband for Beatrice, you know. This is what we'll do,
he said excitedly. The prince began to explain his plan. The prince's brother, Don John, was also busy with plans of his own. He knew now that it was Claudio who was going to marry Hero, and not the prince. Don John decided to spoil the wedding because he wanted to hurt his brother and Claudio. He discussed the matter with Borachio.
I've got an idea, sir,
Borachio said excitedly.
I think I know how we can spoil this wedding.
Well, what is it?
Don John asked impatiently.
What are we going to do?
Baracchio explained that he was very close to Margaret, Hero's lady-in-waiting.
Very close, sir, if you understand me.
He said with a smile.
Close enough to go to her bedroom at night.
What does that matter?
Don John wanted to know.
How can that help us?
It's very easy to go from Margaret's room to Hero's.
Baracchio said with a smile.
I still don't understand what you mean.
Don John told him.
What are you going to do?
Baracchio explained his plan.
Don Pedro thinks that Hero is a beautiful and honourable girl. Go and tell him that you have discovered that she is not honourable at all, sir. Tell the prince that Hero has a secret lover, me. Say that you can prove it. Wait until it's late at night. Make Claudio and Don Pedro stand under Hero's bedroom window. I will then stand at the window. I'll talk to Margaret as if she were Hero, and Margaret will seem to be Hero. Don't you see, sir?
He asked excitedly.
The prince and Claudio will think Hero is in love with me. Claudio will call off the wedding.
What about Hero?
Don John asked.
What if she hears you and Margaret talking?
Don't worry, sir.
Baracchio promised.
I'll make sure that she isn't in her room that night.
It might just work.
Don John said quietly.
Let's try your plan, Baracchio. If it works, I'll give you 1,000 ducats.